This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by your San Diego BMW centers. Through November 2nd, lease a 2020 BMW 330i sedan for $399 a month for 36 months with $4,124 due at signing. Contact a San Diego County BMW center today for details or visit sdcountybmw.com. There were 4 possible World Series matchups heading into the League Championship Series.
Yes.
And while I know that we don't want the Dodgers to win the World Series, Woods, I'll tell you why I think this might be the best of the 4 that we could have gotten. And we'll do that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Now, Woods, you may disagree with me, but here is my reasoning on why I think the Rays-Dodgers matchup is the best one we could have received. First of all, what were the options? Rays-Dodgers, Rays-Braves, Astros-Dodgers, or Astros-Braves?
You can take Astros-Dodgers right out of it. Right,
well, yeah,
just take that one out.
And honestly, I kind of want to take Astros out of the equation both times.
Yes.
I don't want to see them rewarded by even getting to the World Series. And I generally cheer for the American League team in the World Series. It's not the Padres. I don't like cheering for other National League teams. Which then precludes, really, me, because I don't want to cheer for the Astros.
So right.
I felt like if the Astros had won, I was going to be in bad shape either way. So that kind of takes out 2 matchups. So then you're probably saying, well, then the obvious one is Rays-Braves, right? I mean, there's really no danger there. If the Braves win, it's not devastating. They're not like the rival. They're not the Dodgers. Yes and no, because Rays-Braves probably would have been the lowest-rated World Series in history.
You're probably right.
If those two teams, I mean, no one would have been talking about Rays Braves. It would have gotten zero attention. It would have been swamped by the start of, the Big Ten football, college football season this weekend. And I hate when the World Series gets overshadowed by college football and regular season.
I think it's still going.
NFL games.
I think it's still gonna, but it's
probably
not going to be as bad.
But I think Rays Dodgers, having the number one seeds in both leagues, both are very compelling rosters and organizations, and the matchup, and we talked about this earlier, of 2 different payroll level teams, the number 2 payroll in baseball, the number 28 payroll team in all of baseball, gives us the storylines that we need to make this interesting, and also makes it very clear, at least for me, and I think most Padres fans, who you're rooting for in this series. It's easier to cheer for the Rays, obviously, against the Dodgers than it would be, if there was another team. I couldn't cheer. It just would have been so unpleasant to have to cheer for the Astros.
Yeah, it would have been awful.
Against the Dodgers, that would have been awful. So I got a clear team now that I can back. It should be a good matchup. They're 2 really good teams. It's bi-coastal, so keeps the whole country kind of interested. I think this was the best possible matchup of the 4 that we could have had for the World Series.
I agree. I wouldn't have minded seeing Braves race just because it would mean the Dodgers blew it again. But it does. Listen, if you still think that there's a chance that they blow it, and because it's the Dodgers in October, there is that chance. You have that chance to blow it. It will taste so sweet if they do. It will taste as sweet as this Red Bull right here. Do you want some?
No, thank you.
By the way,
what happened? That doesn't agree with me.
What happened the last time you had?
I ended up in
the
hospital. I told you that. Yes,
he had 1 Red Bull and he went to the hospital.
Did not give me wings. It took me to the ER.
It made you faint. Have some right now.
I collapsed.
Just a little.
No, no.
A sip.
Just a sip.
Yeah.
See if it doesn't.
No, thank you.
He will not succumb to peer pressure.
Oh, thank you.
God, you're good. Really, you're the kind of son I want to have.
Well, it's not that hard when you have something and
it makes you faint.
Like you almost died. It's just not going to make you want to do it again.
Oh, really? How many of us have all drank ourselves to a still and then locally, you're like, I'm never doing that again. 3 days later, you're like,
all right, give me that. I'll do it. Yeah. I'm trying to like prove yourself.
I've never gone to the hospital after having a beer.
But the matchup between the Rays and the Dodgers also brings up a question that we talked about earlier, and that is, why is it that we're so inclined to cheer for the cheap team over the pricey team? Because I guess, you know, they're just buying their way to a championship. They didn't do it the real way with hard work, you know, putting together a roster and developing their farm system.
Who are those teams? It's the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the big money teams
big high payrolls.
But you know, we talked about this earlier, and I'd love to hear what listeners have to say. 833-288-0973. Wouldn't you rather have your team go out and spend the money on good players and pay them what they deserve, and you know, try to put the best product out on the field? Why do we punish generally those teams by having those be the ones we root against the hardest? The Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, because we feel like you're not doing it the wrong way. You're the right way. Well, why is that the wrong way? Why is having a high payroll wrong? You want the owners to make more money? You want them to keep more of the profits from the season and not give it to the players?
I mean, it is very strange. I mean, the Rays are 28th, ahead of only the Pirates and the Orioles, two teams firmly in a rebuild. The Marlins are right above them. The Marlins spent more money than the Tampa Bay Rays. The Royals spent more money. The A's. And again, they're applauded and lauded for going out and doing it on the cheap. Now, of course, when you look at the players, you're like, dude, yes, this is great. How do you not root for these guys? A lot of cast-offs, a lot of journeymen, a lot of guys that, you know, in a guy like Charlie Morton, the Astros didn't want to pay him. They paid Greinke, they paid Verlander, they didn't want to pay Charlie Morton. He's like, oh, okay. And goes to Tampa and is shoving and is just crushing for them. And, you know, is turning himself into one of the best big game pitchers of all time. But, yeah, I don't know what it is in us or in certain people. Why would we root for a team that barely pays their players?
It's funny because the teams that generally take the most heat, the Yankees and the Dodgers, when they've been dominant, they didn't really do things the wrong way. When the Yankees were winning their World Series, I mean, who were the core guys? Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera,
Jorge Posada, Bernie Williams.
Guys who came up through the Yankees farm system. And yeah, eventually they were paid, you know, what they were worth.
In fact, it almost seems like once they started going crazy, signing the Teixeiras, the A-Rods, you know, guys like that, that's when they were like, they won the one in 2009, but I mean, up until then, it was almost just like throwing good money after bad.
I think we're just ingrained as sports fans. Like, it's as old as time that you hate the teams that spend the most money.
Right.
You're just supposed to hate them. So it's not even like you're anti-Rays or whatever. So, it's just you're anti-whoever the Rays would be
playing. Was always my biggest argument growing up a Yankee fan, right? It was, whoa, 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 whoa. So, obviously, they're in a big market. Great. They have a good TV deal. Now, what are their options for the owner? I can take that money, put it in my pocket, buy myself this, that, or I can invest it back in my team. Why would anyone hate an owner that invests money in their product? Why would anybody be mad at that?
Plus, when you look at the Dodgers roster,
it's a lot of homegrown talent,
It is a ton of homegrown talent. And even the guys that weren't homegrown, I mean, they traded for Mookie Betts. They didn't sign him as a free agent. We hated the Dodgers when they signed Kevin Brown away from the Padres and paid him $100 million. And it's like, okay, yeah, you're hitting us over the head with your big bag of money.
Yeah.
But, and this is, I mean, for anyone who has that attitude, and here's why you shouldn't. If there's one team in the NL West that has gone the hired gun route and spent on big free agents, it's the one here in San Diego.
No doubt.
Eric Hosmer, Manny Machado, the Dodgers haven't done anything comparable to what the Padres have done.
Trading for Mookie and signing him
to
400.
But they traded for him, and then he was one of their guys, and he re-signed them. The Padres actually went out on the free agent market 2 years in a row and spent, you know, pretty much the most money in free agency. If there's a team, if you hate that sort of team,
Well, we
you're
got,
rooting
we,
for them now. Yeah, it's now your team is the Padres who have done that.
And, oh, yeah, this is kind of cool.
And then, and then everyone, because everyone's out there, they're in our mentions, say like, wait. Why wouldn't we go sign Trevor Bauer? That's what we do now. I'm like, fine, dude, again.
I mean, we're at the point,
I don't care.
I fully expect the Padres to be on every big free agent.
Right. Yeah, and then when they're not, you're like, dude, what are we doing?
But let's play this out a little bit. 833-288-0973. Let's say Ron Fowler, you know, he wants to win a World Series
so bad,
you know, so badly, and he doesn't care how much it costs. And they go out and they sign Trevor Bauer this offseason, and the Padres go out and win a World Series. Trevor Bauer lights it up in the World Series, wins two games next year. Manny Machado is the MVP of the series. Eric Hosmer is a key contributor. What would everyone around the country be saying? Oh, they just bought their way to a World Series. Oh, look at these guys. Big free agents every single year. Padres bought their way to a World Series. That would be legitimate criticism of the Padres.
You could legitimately say it, yeah.
You absolutely could.
And then, Padres fans, you're going to have to figure out, like, of course, man, everybody wants the team where... I think that's the deal. When you look at the Rays, and it does feel so underdoggy, right? It really does. Like the G-Man Choi's, the Brandon Lau's, like the guys that you're just like, who are these, you know, the Wendells, all these guys that are just scrappy, you know, the Mike Zaninos who looks like an adult league catcher. Like it just, you root for guys like that. But the owner right now of the Rays is just, I picture him just twirling his mustache like, cool. Can't. I mean, we've made the World Series. Like that's enough for them. Probably winning it is just gravy. And it's not like all of a sudden they win the World Series. That bump down in Tampa is going to be rocking next year if fans are allowed back into the place. So that's the saddest part about all this. So they're still going to draw 19,000 on a good day.
So you're going to have to fix that mindset if that's your mindset, because it's not. It never really was.
It never really was wrong.
A great way to think about baseball teams. The ones that spend money are the bad teams, and the ones that are cheap are the good ones that you should root for. Now, again, this series in particular, I don't want to cheer for the Dodgers.
No.
So I'm going to cheer for the Rays and their low little budget, 28th in Major League Baseball, plucky team of young guys and, you know, cast-offs from other organizations. And don't blame the players as well.
No, it's not their fault.
Hey, you know what? Good for the players to maximize and prove other people wrong. And, hey, you gave up on me, St. Louis, Randy Arozarena. I'm going to go and prove something to you. That's great. And that is a good story to cheer for. But for the organization, there's nothing noble about ownership keeping payrolls down every single season.
Nope.
Because, yeah, there's occasionally the Rays or the A's are a good story. But more often than not, the teams that have low payrolls every single year are the bad teams that never get to compete. And we lived through it here in San Diego for a long time. And now we're finally emerging out of it. And you know what's way more fun than what the Padres had as a low payroll? Padres now. It's just way better than what we had before.
Yeah, so, 100%.
Yeah, it is a weird phenomenon that we have just accepted as true. That, yeah, the big money, big market teams, bad. The small money, low payroll teams, good, and that's how I'm going to cheer for. Don't necessarily make your decisions that way.
No, it's a great point, man, and it is something that, you know, you probably have to reconcile yourself with, because like Paul just nailed, you're livid. As a Padre fan, you're like, whoa, how do we let this guy slip through? Remember when we signed Manny, and it was like 2 weeks later, you're like, we're going to go get Bryce Harper. Like, that was a real thing there for a minute. It was very real. Then Mookie's out there, and we're like, I mean, we can trade for Mookie. We can re-sign Mookie.
He wants to be here. Let's
make this happen. Like, we want to be that team. We want to be the team that can win a World Series.
They went and got Rosenthal and Clevinger.
Yes.
Like, they're going to go out and get these guys. I still can't even wrap my mind fully around that, where those were the two prize jewels, right?
Yeah, that was it.
And we got them both.
And remember, we talked about the Padres and their $120.5 million payroll estimated commitment for next season. That doesn't include either Kirby Yates or Trevor Rosenthal.
Right.
If you want to bring back one or both of those guys, well, you're going to have to add to that amount from there, because they're not part of that equation. They're both free agents to be. So if the Padres want to have one of those established closers return, it's going to up the payroll again. So I'd fully expect the Padres to be a top 10 payroll team again next year in 2021.
I agree.
Which is fine.
That's again, fine.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what
There's
we want.
Nothing wrong with that. It's good. You get good players. Guess what? You need to pay them like good players.
Well, and you know, obviously the big one is Fernando Tatis Jr. He's going to need to be locked up. The longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to be. So I'm sure that is a priority in the offseason to get those.
Is he considered homegrown?
You know, see, I've seen that argument.
Just curious.
He got here when he was, what, 17? Yeah, he's homegrown. Like,
what's the true definition of homegrown?
Yeah, you found him, scouted him, brought him along. I mean, you know, you can go a million different ways with that. The way I look at it is he was 17 when we traded James Shields for him. He came up through our system.
He hadn't even played, I don't think, a day.
Is there a picture of him in a White Sox jersey?
No.
Right.
No.
So he's homegrown. I mean, maybe not technically, but for us, he came up, made his debut as a Padre, came up through our system. He's homegrown talent. They went out and found him. They traded a, you know, high dollar.
Yeah, they liked him right away. I mean, scouting is identifying young players, and sometimes you draft them, sometimes you sign them internationally,
yeah,
and sometimes you trade for them when they're really young. But however the Padres found him, I do kind of consider Fernando Tatis Jr. homegrown.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, maybe it doesn't technically meet the definition, but in this case, I think you make the exception, and he is definitely more of the homegrown talent. Now, had you signed him originally, you wouldn't have had to pay James Shields that big money.
Right.
And eaten a bunch of his contract to get him. So he's not quite as cheap as the usual homegrown talent can tend to be. Yeah, the best thing is, hey, draft a guy in the 32nd round and pay him absolutely nothing in bonuses, and he turns into a phenomenal player. That doesn't happen very often.
Correct.
But that's the easiest and best way to do it. So we'll talk more baseball coming up in our final hour. Stephanie Epstein from Sports Illustrated is going to be with us at 8:35 as we take a deeper look into the matchup. Game one tomorrow. Now, I don't think they've officially announced the starting pitchers, have they, for game one?
I haven't seen anything yet. I got to imagine it's
Clayton Kershaw, I would think, for the Dodgers, right?
It's a Glasnow?
Yeah, probably Glasnow over Snell was... Trying to remember the order of the Rays.
Nothing yet.
So Kershaw will be on full rest, but not coming off any great shakes performances. Obviously, he struggled again in his last couple of playoff outings. Not great.
But
so
again, ESPN. I just went to ESPN. It says 9 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow night.
Well, that
I think
be,
that's Easter.
Could be. Wrong.
Cannot be right.
That seems like a late start.
Cool. I'll just not sleep ever.
Gonna start those games on midnight on the East Coast.
Oh, there is a card here. Derek just sent us a card of a very young, very wow. young Fernando Tatis Jr. in a Chicago White Sox uniform.
How about that? That doesn't even look like
him. It doesn't, dude.
That does not even look like him.
I'm gonna call fake on that. Photoshop. It's a Photoshop, Derek. Don't fall for it.
Nice try.
Nice
All
try.
Right, we got 1 hour still to go, so we'll talk more baseball. Stephanie Epstein is going to be with us. More thoughts on the football weekend as well, college and pros. And we got more college football starting this week, including the Carson Aztecs get their season started on Saturday.
You were waiting on that one, weren't you?
I know, I'm excited. All right, so it's Ben and Woods. Stick around. 1 hour to go. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.